Remember back in the day when you were about to get licensed? We spoke about the licensing departments opening up and all of that. Remember the K53? In that you just, in order to pass the learner's license, you go to CNA, you buy yourself a book. Well, it turns out, and of course you learn all of those rules, you take the test, and then you move on to your driving test. It turns out, you know, obviously with the advent of digital platforms, one is not needing to go to CNA anymore. One can download it, and they're increasingly newer and newer places for one to download not only the contents, but I suppose tutorials on how to pass. And I imagine it has quite a knock-on impact on people who are traditional teachers of driving, or for example, driving instructors, as well as people who do a learner's license coaching. I'll be speaking to a driving coach, one such person, Hilton Swanson, now, on how this might have impacted their industry. Good morning, Hilton. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, and you, Rafael?
I'm good. How are you feeling about this shift to mock tests being available and videos being available? Has it gotten in your way a little bit?
Obviously, it is a concern, but it's reality, and you know, that's life. Everything is going digital, and we've just got to adapt to the situation.
Is there an advantage to this as well, that you as a driving instructor receive a far better coached student? Has there been a change?
Yeah, obviously, most of my students I take one-on-one, or we do small classes in little groups and things like that. There are obviously added advantage to a lecture, you know, a personal lecture, as opposed to something on the computer. But you know, I suppose that's how life is. Most of my wife is a lecturer at UCT, and everything's online now.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from with respect to your wife's lecturing, but let's think about. I don't, unless she's in the medical or practical sciences, I imagine that. The idea of having a digital platform for this also allows the constant change of information to be adopted. Have there been significant changes to the K53, let's say, over the last decade?
Not too much in terms of the learners, but and drivers. It stayed pretty much the same over the past decade. There haven't been major changes.
Okay. But in terms of... I mean, for yourself, does this when your one-on-one student arrives, do you feel as though, okay, this person is far better prepared than a person I was teaching?
It's pretty much the same. And okay. You mentioned the book in the beginning of your introduction there, and that so that people aren't using the book as much by going to CNA and Pick and Pay and buying the learner's book. From that perspective, I think people are generally taking a shortcut. So, you know, with the digital platform.
So here's one of the things that I'm very curious about, Hilton. Because you've got the rules fresh in your mind every day, because you're teaching them. When you're driving around on the road and you see people being silly, for the rest of us, maybe it's just a little road rage. But do you look at people and think, if you took the test today, I would fail you?
Definitely.
Because I'm very scared that we're going to get to a point now with the point system, the zero tolerance on drinking. I'm nervous we're going to get to a point where a number of us are probably either over a period of time or with the loss of certain points will be forced to retake tests in the coming future. And it's a great source of revenue for government. And I'm wondering how many of us would survive it.
I don't think many of us, probably me included.
I'm sure you would be fine.
Yeah, you default to bad habits. No, that's not true. Yeah, I do try and abide by the law and try and be as best as I can.
Exactly. Okay, well, this gives us...
I can just say one thing.
Please.
You guys were having a discussion the other day about keeping on the left-hand side and the speed limit and all that sort of stuff. I think you and Mr. John Mason...
Probably.
We're kind of hesitant to say that, you know, don't drive just the speed limit. And if it's one rule I can teach, and if it's the only rule people know, and in fact it's the first rule of the test, people must just keep left, irrespective if you pass. You know, pass on the right-hand side and go in. You never know who's dying behind you. You don't want to come across as God. You know, if that's why we have congestion on the roads, is because people... especially old guys like me with little hats on and that hog the right-hand lane.
Thank you.
And it causes absolute chaos. Just please keep left.
I appreciate
that's all I'm saying.
Guys, this is coming from an instructor. the owner of Driving Coach, Hilton Swanson. We put that debate to bed once and for all. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.